Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to grow your income through sales training and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and interview experts to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching the next level. Today, we're going to be taking a little departure from our normal get your sales up agenda, if you will. I guess we're not following an agenda, but our heart to help you grow sales, because it's super important that we take care of the whole person. And, you know, sometimes when we get into the holidays, let's face it, the holidays, whether you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever you're celebrating, Christmas is such a busy time that sometimes on New Year's Day we're thinking, oh my gosh, I need a vacation from my vacation. You know, have you ever had experience in your time of being on vacation? Right, Stephanie?
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's not just vacation. It's just, this season is insane for everyone. You're juggling so much. You're trying to, I don't know about you guys, I'm still at least trying to run business and get stuff done in my business. So it's absolutely crazy here to be Christmas shopping, putting up the tree, planning a big feast, making sure my house is clean, planning time with friends and family, connecting with all the Christmas parties I've got to go to, and somehow on top of that, keeping my business running. I don't know about you guys, but there have been times I've just wanted to lay down, curl up, and sleep for 3 days straight.
Well, I think everyone in our listening audience has had that experience, and that's particularly a hazard for this time of year because there is so much going on. So what we're going to be talking about today, we're actually going to be giving you 5 ways for you to really, really take out time for yourself and enjoy the holidays, because it's so important that you take this time to recharge. We want to accomplish so much, and whatever 2015 looked like for you, you know, we have to realize that even though it's not over, the holidays is a very good time for us to take some time out for ourselves, to replenish our energy, recharge our batteries, so that when we hit that first working day of 2016, we're ready to go. We're excited because not only do we have big goals and plans, but we're energized and we have what it takes to get through in 2016. So in this week's episode, I'm going to say that we're going to share some ways for you to keep calm. Yeah, you know, that's really popular, Stephanie, keep calm. So what is one of the first ways people can use to recharge and keep calm during the holidays?
Well, you know, the first way that we've looked at is to connect with family. You know, you don't have to go through this season of the year alone. And, you know, I'll even add to that a little bit. Connect with the family members that actually help you recharge, right? So we're very lucky in that we actually get along great as a family. I completely understand that not every family is like that. So, you know, you're going to be connecting with a lot of family members this time of year anyhow. But take time to stay connected to the family members that help you recharge. You know, family will not only reduce loneliness, it boosts immunity because you're laughing. Laughter has been proven to not only burn extra calories, and let's be honest, who doesn't need that this time of year, but burn extra calories, and it helps boost your immune system. And then last, it gives you support. You know, you're dealing with a lot this time of year. Pretty much everyone out there is dealing with a lot going on this time of year. And it's really intimidating to look at trying to conquer all that. So when you're looking to spend time with your family, Don't be afraid to be honest and open and transparent with them about what's going on, what you're going through, what you're struggling with, and how they can help you out. Maybe you just need them to sit there and listen and tell you it's going to be okay. But be honest with them. You know, the family members that help you recharge, really connect with them. Don't just spend time with them, but really spend some time connecting with them.
Right. And, you know, we did an episode last year with Patrick Dean and really talked about how to enjoy being with your family, because not everyone has a supportive family, and yet we're still in those family situations, which can be part of the stress that we're trying to manage. And so it's important when you're with your family to recognize when you are looking to them for affirmation that they may not be capable of giving you, and being okay with that. And I know that's kind of like some psychobabble stuff, but it really is true. And that kind of perspective, Stephanie, can really, really help you when you're in front of a client as well. Because let's say that they are having a reaction to something that you're saying. Well, if you're used to dealing with family members that aren't always supportive, then you're already building a practice of kind of being curious and not necessarily taking everything personally. And that's a very valuable skill to take into the new year as well. So if you have to be with family members who are, let's say, not the most fun people to be around, or they're always critical or something like that, you can look to this as an opportunity to practice some of your sales skills. Because really, Stephanie, sales is not just about what you're doing in front of a prospect. It's really about how to communicate in a way that's harmonious with the people around you and yet keeping your sanity as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And your mindset will influence your sales. So let's be honest, this time of year, people are finding a lot of excuses to not close deals. Your mindset, the frame of mind you are living, breathing in, and experiencing the world in right now is going to determine how well you handle that to set yourself up for success in January.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure, you know, spend time, spend focus on making sure that you are, your mindset, your head is in the right place, basically. Make sure that your head is in the right place this holiday season. What's another thought that we can share with our listeners to help them keep their mindset in the right place? You know, knowing that we teach people to sell from a place of honesty, integrity, and compassion. We teach people to sell from a place of trustworthiness and from, you know, what the service, so what's best for the client. So, you know, keeping your head in the right place is important to assume all those or to actually do all those. So what's another technique we can give our client or for our listeners to help them keep that mindset in place?
Well, it's very important, especially this time of year, when there's so much emphasis on buying and getting, that we really take time to connect with the spiritual aspect of our lives. Now, Stephanie and I are Christians, and we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Christmas as the birth of Christ. And it can be so easy in the hustle and bustle of the season to really get lost in all of that and to miss out on the fact that we are spirits and that our value as human beings has nothing to do with our success. Our success is wonderful, but we really need to connect with God during this time because we were meant to have connection with God. Now, there are a number of ways to do that. Obviously, because of our belief about Jesus. We believe in reading the Bible, reading scripture on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, I have a plan that I follow, a yearly plan, to help me stay on track so that I'm reading through the Bible every year. What kind of inspirational literature are you committed to reading? What are you committed to getting connected with on a regular basis? I want to say, Stephanie, on a daily basis. I mean, sometimes by noon, I'm embroiled in whatever's going on in my business or in my family. And, you know, it's really easy to just feel like I'm kind of out there all alone without spiritual guidance. So
yeah,
things like meditation.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Stephanie. No, that's okay. Go ahead.
No, you know, I agree. It's motivation. I'm trying to remember the quote, but, you know, motivation has to be a daily event. You have to spend time getting yourself really connected to what it is that keeps you going. And so for us, that happens to be a core piece of that happens to be prayer, meditation, and Bible reading, connecting us to our spiritual lives. But you have to make sure you're connecting to whatever keeps you going spiritually, especially this time of year, because it is so draining, it is so wearing, it is so easy to get caught up and get and lose your focus if you're not doing that every single day.
You know, and it really is. And of course, the focus of the season is the celebration of Christ's birth. And so this is a really good time also to evaluate where you stand in terms of your spiritual practices. This is a great time to maybe make some resolution, although I'm not a fan of New Year's resolutions. I think that planning and goal setting has to be done on a regular basis and not wait until after you've eaten all of the fruitcake and cookies. And then you look at the scale on the 1st of January and go, oh, well, better hit the gym. You know, we need to take the time to evaluate our connection to God, who is the source of our life. And again, I want to emphasize the importance of being. And that's really done through really getting quiet. I quoted in my newsletter this week an excellent book by Rabbi Daniel Lapin. And the name of the book is Thou Shalt Prosper. And he actually has one chapter in which he talks about how to plan for the future. And in that chapter, he talks about the importance of setting aside time where there's no distraction of videos, there's no TV, no social media, no email, where you actually, he recommends setting aside 24 hours where you're not having that electronic stimulation so that you can really start to connect with God, and also you can start to receive insight on maybe problems you might be having in your business or in your personal life. It is that important to set aside time. And of course, during the holidays, it's going to be a little tougher. So what we want to encourage our listeners to do, Stephanie, we want to encourage them to set a boundary around that, to say, you know, I just need a half hour to myself today. And people may react to it, Stephanie, but the fact is that once you just are kind about it and you stand firm on it, people will respect it and they'll give you that space, you know, and then put away your cell phone, put away your tablets, put away your iPads, your iPhones, your computer, your laptop, and just be present in the moment and connect with the Lord. I mean, it's really that simple, and yet it's that hard because of the busyness of the season. Well, we are now at the mid-show point, and I'm very, very excited about some developments coming up through Black Belt Selling in the next couple of weeks. Stephanie, why don't you share with our listeners about the new CD set that's coming out?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you guys have not heard yet, we released a CD earlier this year of our five top episodes, the episodes that have gotten the most listens, the most replays since we started this show more than a year ago. So earlier this year, we released these CDs, and I can't remember how many we printed up, but they were flying off the shelves. We were amazed. It was kind of something we did just to try it out, and we were selling them very, very quickly. I was selling out nearly every speaking engagement I went to of these CDs. It was exciting for us, and we realized, hey, there's actually a market for this. People like the idea of being able to take these incredible, informative, valuable trainings in their car and listen to them in the car as they're driving around. So what we've done is we've taken these five top, is it four or five, Mom?
This one's going to be four. We selected the top four interviews of the year.
Okay, so we have got the top four interviews this year. We are putting them into a CD format. It is going to be a gorgeous CD format. It's a four CD set. So you can pick and choose which one you want to interview, which interview you want to listen to. You'll learn how to. We've got our How to Close with Confidence. We've got the easy acronym that will help you make more sales. We've got a magic formula from one of our all-time top guests, Ben Gay III, the one that he uses to close more sales. And if you guys don't know who Ben Gay III is, this is the guy who pretty much coined the phrase, always be closing. So if you don't think that's cool, then here's the other one. He helped Zig Ziglar. He sold alongside Zig Ziglar, and they taught each other. They masterminded together. This guy is absolutely phenomenal. You can't learn from Zig Ziglar anymore, but you can learn from Ben Gay III directly. So, four CD set, the four best interviews from our first year of broadcasting. Mom, why don't you let them know the bonus we've got there and how they can get a copy?
Well, when you purchase the set, you will also receive access to exclusive bonuses just for purchasing the set, and that will be a value of over $97. And so the CD set is currently in production and will be available the 1st of January, and it's going to be a phenomenal way to start the new year. So if you're not following us in the Facebook group, I want to encourage you to ask to join our Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling, because that is going to be the first place that we are going to give you exclusive access to this CD set and the bonuses that will come with it. And so, again, if you're not following us in the Facebook group, I want to encourage you to go to the Facebook group, Facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be posting the graphic for the CD set there in the next day. So be looking for that. Be looking for that. I love the graphic, Stephanie. Stephanie hasn't even seen the graphic yet. She's just trusting me to to get this put together, and I appreciate her confidence in me. So, but let's get back to talking about how to really enjoy your holidays. So, Stephanie, why don't you talk about this next point?
Well, so the next point that's really, really important for you to keep in mind in order to stay productive, help make sure you stay charged throughout the holidays, is your health and fitness. And here's what I want you to think about. This time of year, it's really hard to try and avoid stuff. So I want you to focus on what's good for you, not what you have to avoid. So focus on making decisions that are good for you instead of trying to find things to avoid. So let's say you go to the Christmas party, and you've got an option of a pasta salad or those yummy little wieners in barbecue sauce, or fried cheese balls, or brownies, right? So instead of looking at that and saying, oh, my gosh, I can't have any of this, how terrible, okay, look at it and say, well, which one is going to be the best choice for me? Which one's going to be the healthiest for me? You know, instead of saying, oh, let me have a second margarita, let me have a second martini, a second beer, why don't I get a glass of water instead? You know what else is really great for me? Let's go for a walk. Walking is fabulous. I mean, you go for a walk, it'll sharpen your creativity, it clears your brain, it helps you think straight.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of pulls all of the, you know, you ever heard you're too close to the problem to find a solution? You hear that all the time. I do, at least.
Yeah.
My coach likes to remind me that I'm often too close to the problem to see the solution.
Precisely, yes.
Well, it's true. You are. You know, that's why you hire a coach, to have someone who will help you think outside the lines, think outside the box. But going for a walk, sometimes that's all you need. You back away from whatever you're working on, go for a walk, take a breather, think things through, and then come back to it. It's a fabulous way to kind of reset your brain and recharge, especially,
yeah.
You know, if tempers are flying, things are getting tense, you know, take a step away, go for a walk. And I get it. Trust me, this is probably one of the hardest tips. I don't know why I'm the one talking about this, because this is one of the hardest tips for me. when I get really engaged in something and really get, you know, emotionally involved, it's hard for me to take a break and walk away. But it's important, and I highly encourage you guys. So focus on what's good for you, not on what you have to avoid. What is good for you? What are the things that'll help you? What are the things that are going to, as opposed to saying, oh, my gosh, I can't have cheese, I can't have sugar, I can't have dairy. Okay, guess what you can't avoid at this time of year? Cheese, sugar, and dairy. Come on. Everywhere you go, they're everywhere. So instead of saying, well, I'll have a little bit of cheese, a little bit of sugar, a little bit of dairy, let me just have a little bit of cheese or a little bit of sugar or a little bit of dairy. I guess cheese and dairy are the same thing, but y'all know what I mean.
We do. And before we move on to the next point, consider it to a strengthening decision. When you make a decision in favor of your health, you are strengthening. And that may help you not look so hard at what you're missing as opposed to what you're gaining when you make these excellent health choices. Now, another very positive thing that you can do, and this really is a great way to escape. Of course, we know Star Wars is coming out today, and you know everybody's making their big plans, and there's all kinds of chatter on Facebook about, you know, don't spoil it. I have one friend who threatened to unfriend his friends for any spoilers, and but don't just escape in the movies. Find a good book, you know, a good book like maybe some historical fiction or something that you can just escape from for a little while. Now, that may seem a little weird to recommend to people who are heavily involved in sales, but the thing you want to do is you need a break from your routine. You need a break. Just like Stephanie, when we were training for our black belt, if we trained 7 days a week and we did not take time to let our muscles rest, and we didn't take time to let our bodies rest and our minds rest, what ended up happening is we were more prone to injury. People got sick. As a matter of fact, they call it black belt syndrome, because the closer people get to the test, you find that people are getting injured more. People are, if they had asthma, it flares up. Why? Because of the intensity of the training. And so when, even in black belt training, we teach people to take time out for themselves, and reading a good book is a phenomenal, phenomenal way to do that. Because often, Stephanie, solutions to problems come when you're able to focus on something totally unrelated to your situation, just like when you were talking about your coach, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I love, freaking love reading. Actually, I've got a stack of 5 books by my bed right now, 6 because there's another one on my nightstand. I'm working on 2 books on Audible right now. I mean, I love reading. That's what I do anytime I'm not, you know, doing anything else, basically. I'm either reading or I'm writing. It helps your brain kind of restructure, refocus. You know, for me, one of the books that I was reading brought to the surface a problem I didn't realize I was facing. But going through this book, all of a sudden I started to recognize, hey, this is why I'm having trouble here. This is why I'm having trouble here. Just thing after thing. And it just made me want to cry because I hadn't even recognized. You know, I talk a lot about, you know, stop fixing the symptoms, fix the disease. And I have the same issue. And sometimes reading is what you need to pull yourself away, to help yourself get that perspective on whatever it is you're dealing with.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to do a quick recap. We've only got 5 minutes left in the show. These shows just go way too fast, Stephanie. But I know you are committed to journaling. And I'd like you just to take a brief minute to talk about the benefits people can enjoy from journaling before we do the recap and wrap up. There we go.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, here's something really cool to think about, guys. They've done all sorts of research onto what happens when you write something down. And one of two things happens when you write something down. First of all, we all know that humans are extremely visual people, right? Pictures worth a thousand words. You remember a picture. If I say the word apple, what pops into your head? A picture of an apple, right? You don't actually think in words. You think in pictures. So humans are extremely visual. And then one of two things happens when you write something down. Depending on the intention you have when you write it, you will either release it. So if it's a problem, if it's something you're struggling with, you'll either release it, right? This is why they tell you to write a letter to your ex, write a letter, you know, to someone you're frustrated with. So you either release it or you own it. So what I will do is, especially when I'm struggling, I'm not sure what the answer that I'm looking for is, I will write stuff down. And I will, I'll just spend time just scribbling, and I'll just make lists. You know, I have a little journal that I actually carry with me everywhere I go now. I've only been carrying it with me since, looks like middle of November I started carrying around with me. But I carry it with me absolutely everywhere now. And I'm starting to get to where all of my notes are going in this little journal, all of my to-dos, and anytime I get frustrated, I don't know what to do next, all I do is I sit down and I just start listing everything that I feel is going wrong or I don't know what to do about. And before you know it, answers are coming. Journaling releases things. It gives you answers, but it also helps you own solutions. So I highly recommend it. I journal every single day now.
Well, that was a great, great summary of the benefits of journaling. So, in conclusion to this particular episode today, we want to encourage you to connect with your family. We want you to really look at your spiritual connection and really take time to connect with God during the holidays. We also want to encourage you to make time out for health and fitness. Go for a walk. Walks are actually really, really good for you. Get a drink of water. As a matter of fact, during the holidays, drinking water is extremely critical because of all of the dehydrating drinks that are out there. It helps to sharpen your creativity. Find some good books that you can get lost in and that you can allow the creative side of your brain to work. And then last but not least, and actually this is an activity that I'm beginning to take up, journal. Journal. Matter of fact, Stephanie, did you know that all the millionaires in the world journal? All of them.
I did not do that, but that makes me feel a lot better. I'm already on par with some of them then, or with all of them. That's awesome.
You are. You are. Again, we want to thank you for joining us today. It's always a pleasure having you with us. We want to encourage you to join the Facebook group because that's where we're going to be debuting this new CD set that you're going to want to get your hands on because it will be phenomenal. Best interview of 2000 and or of our first year. And so, Stephanie, why don't you go ahead and close us out. Everybody, a Merry Christmas.
Well, everybody, thanks so much for joining us today. We'll be re-airing this episode next week for you guys on Christmas Day. We want to thank you guys for joining us, for taking your time with us, for learning with us, for growing with us. I'm Stephanie, here for Anna. We're the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Make it a great week.
Merry Christmas.